Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Tassam and Aleph. We're holding on Chassam Abayz, six lines from the bottom. By the two dots, says the Gemara, Kibbutz, Kiyosit, Staka, Meiser, Parnei, Simen. That's the Simen for the different members that the Gemara is going to bring from Rabbi Yechonon. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yechonon, member number one, the Gadol Yayma Geshamim, Kiyam Kibbutz Galiyos. That the day of rain is great, like the day that Hashem brings all of Klaiyos all together, Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Shuva Hashem Eshivisenu, Hashem's going to bring us all together, Kafikim Banegev, and that's going to be great, like the rain, Veinafikim Elonotar. Because afika means rain, and as the pasuk says, "Vayero afika yam." V'am Rabbi Yechonon, the second memra, that galu yayim ageshamim shafilu giyasa is pais kaisvay. That the day of rain is so great, even the soldiers they stop fighting on the yayim ageshamim. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, "Tilamea ravet." That when there's rain, naches gedudeha, so the armies they stop, they take a rest. V'am Rabbi Yechonon, in ageshamim netzarin ela b'shua pais kitztaka b'rabim be'naisnet. That rain is only held back because of those that they pledge to give money to tzedakah in public, and they have everyone, you know, talk nicely about them, but then they don't follow through with their pledge, and they don't give the money. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, Nesiyim v'ruach v'gashamayin, that there's no rain, ish mishal b'mata shaker. Because a person, he's getting praised for a matana that's a lie, that he doesn't end up giving. V'amr Rabbi Yechonon, ma'adichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk, aser taser? Aser b'shvil setes asher, that you should give tzedakah, you should give meiser, and that's actually going to make you wealthy. It says the Gemara that ashkecher Rabbi Yechonon, leinukad reish lakish, Rabbi Yechonon once found his nephew, Reish Lakish, his son, and Amar Lei, and he said to him, Emeli Psukech, what pasuk are you learning in Cheder? So Amar Lei, Aser Taser, we learned this pasuk, and Amar Lei, and he continued, and he said to his uncle, Rabbi Yechonon, the child said to him, he said, my Aser Taser, what does the pasuk mean? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yechonon explained to him, that it means Asher, Aser, Beshvil, Setis Asher, that you should give Meiser, and that's going to make you wealthy. And so Amar Lei, Minalach, so the child said to Rabbi Yechonon, how do you know it works? So Amar Lei, Zil Nase, go try it. Rabbi Yechonon said, go test it. Amar Lei, the child said, "Umisharil and Suya laKadosh Baruch Hu, are you allowed to test Hashem?" Vaksim, the pasuk says, "Lo itinasu at Hashem, you're not allowed to test Hashem." So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yechonon explained to him that Hachi Amar Rabbi Yishayo, and Chutz Mizu, this is an exception. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Malachi, "Haviu es kol ha'maisa beis ha'itzev yitar v'beisi." Give maisa, give tzedaka. Ubechanuni na bezayis Amar Hashem, and you could test me with this, says Hashem. Give the tzedaka. It says Hashem tzedakos. Emlo yeftach na bezayis. Emlo yeftach lachem es arubeis ha'shamayim. If I don't, as a schar for this, then open up the windows of Shemayim to send you shefa. Barikaisi lachem bracha. We'll see what it says the Gemara. What does it mean? My bad, ad beli die. What does it mean? I'm going to give you so much bracha, ad beli die. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav, Acha Yivlus of Seisechem, Eloi Mar die. That you're going to have so much bracha, you're going to be saying die, it's enough, it's enough, it's so much, and your lips are going to get worn out from saying die so much. That's how much bracha you're going to get. So that's what Rabbi Yechonon explained to the child, that with this you're allowed to test Hashem. So Amar Lei, so the child responded, you have a mati hasam lahai psuka, if I would have gone there to Malachi, la v'struchna lecha ula Yishaya Rabcha, so I wouldn't have needed your explanation, and not Rav Yishaya, your Rebbe, but I just didn't get up to that pasuk yet. Okay, interesting response. Says the Gemara, v'shu ashkeche, Rabbi Yechonon liyanuka, the Reish Lakish, another story, where Rabbi Yechonon found the child of Reish Lakish, diyasev amar, he was saying over the following pasuk, that nivelas adam tesaliv darkoi, v'alashem yizaf libay. That person doesn't nivelas, he does a sin, and tesaliv darkoi, and Hashem punishes him, v'alashem yizaf libay, and then the person, he gets angry at Hashem, even though really it was his own wrongdoing. So yasir Rabbi Yechonon v'kametamu, Rabbi Yechonon Akasha, Amar, he said, Umiika midi diksivi biksuve, tole remizi baraisa, so pasuk in Mishlei. Everything in Nach, everything in the world has to have a remez in the Torah itself. So where's the remez to this in the Torah, to this concept? So Amar Alei, so the child said to Rabbi Yechonon, Atu ha milai remizi, do you not have a remez for this in the Torah? This is an easy one. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, by the brothers after they sold Yosef, and after Yosef was giving them a hard time in Mitzrayim, it says, Vayeite liban v'yachar du'isha lachov, and then the brothers, they complained, and they said to them, what's Hashem doing to us? Now really, it's their fault. They did the Avera. They're the ones who sold the Yosef. And you see that even though they did the Avera, Hashem punishes them, and then they blame Hashem, and they say, what's Hashem doing to us? So you see a remnant in the Torah to this idea. So Rabbi Yechonon, he lifted up his eyes to look at the child. He's, wow, this is a great, tremendous chacham. And Asya Ime, his mother quickly came, Rabbi Yechonon's sister quickly came, and she took the child away. And Amrele, she said to him, Tommy Kamei, get away from Rabbi Yechanan, delay Avulach Kedavi Lavuch, he shouldn't do to you like he did to your father when they had an intense exchange, and Reish Lakish ended up losing his life. And says the Gemara, the fifth and final memory from Rabbi Yechanan in this siman, Avam Rabbi Yechanan, that Matar Bishvil Yachid and Parnes, which is a remiss to Parnasa Bishvil Rabbim. That we get rain for a yachid, parnasa comes down into this world only for a rabbim. Matar bishvil yachid dechsev yiftach Hashem lecha toitzara toivasis matar artzicha. So you see, Hashem is peiseach lecha for you, for a lashon yachid, he gives rain. And parnasa bishvil rabbim dechsev, as the pasuk says, hineni mamter lachem lechem. It says only lachem, not lecha. It says lachem, lashon rabbim. That's who Hashem gives lechem to. That's who Hashem gives bread, which is synonymous with parnasa. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudaimer, Shalisha parnasim taivim, amdu li Yisrael. There are three great leaders that Klal Yisrael had. And Eloin, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Vishalish matanis taivos nitnu al yadam. And we had three tremendous gifts that were given b'schus these three tzaddikim. Ve'eloin, be'er, vanan, uman. We had the Be'er, we had the well of water, Bishchus Miriam, the Amud Anan, the clouds that protected us, Bishchus Aaron, and the Mon, which came down, Bishchus Moshe, Mason Miriam, once Miriam was Niftaris, Nistalika Be'er, so then the Be'er went away, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'tama Hashem Miriam, it says that Miriam was Niftaris, and it says right afterwards that they didn't have water, so you see that the Be'er left when Miriam was Niftaris. However, V'chazu Bishchus Shnein, and then came back, Bishchus Moshe and Aaron. Meis Aaron nistalkwan aniyakovit. Once Aaron was nifter, so then the aniyakovit went away. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'yishma kanani melech arad. It says that the kanani heard. Now, mashmu shama. What news did he hear? Shama shemeis Aaron v'nistalkwan aniyakovit. He heard that Aaron had died and the aniyakovit had left. So now Klal Yisrael was unprotected. Uksaver nitna loy rishos liyilachim biyisrael. He thought that this was like a remez, and now he has permission to fight Klal Yisrael. That's the meaning of the pasuk, which literally means that the whole nation saw that Aaron had died. However, not that they saw, rather they were seen. They were seen because Aaron had died, and now the Ananiah covered were gone. And kedidarish Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish darshened, and that this word ki could mean that they were seen because, ki could mean because, they were seen because Aaron had died. Dam Reish Lakish, ki mishamish ba'arba l'shaynais, that ki has four different meanings, e dilma ala daha, in this context it means daha, it means they were seen daha because Aaron had died. Chazu shneihem b'schus maisha, and then everything was brought back b'schus maisha, and meis maisha nistalku kulan, and once maisha Rabbeinu died, so that's when we lost the be'er, the ananiya kavod, and the man. Shanemar, as the pasuk says, va'achid eshleishus harayim b'yerech echad. Hashem says, I'm going to take away the three leaders, the three shepherds, in 1 month. Ask the Gemara, v'chi b'yerech echad meisu, did we lose our three shepherds in 1 month? V'alei Miriam meisa b'nisan, v'arim ba'av, u'maisha ba'adar, they were nifter in 3 different months. Elam alamech in this badlu shalosh matanis toivay sheninu al yadon v'nistalku kulam b'yerech echad. Now it was in this battle and it was removed, the three gifts that were given b'schusam all together in the same month. Which month? That was in Adar when Moshe Rabbeinu died. But what do we see from this whole braisa? Alma parnasa ashkecham parnasa b'shvil yachid. We see that we had the man b'schus Moshe b'shvil yachid. So you see that parnasa does come down for a yachid, not like Reish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yechanan said. Says the Gemara, Shani Maisha came into Larabim Hubai Karabim Dami. And no, Maisha Bain was different because even though it came Bishusai, which and he's a Yachid, but it was really for all of Klal Yisrael that we had the man, and therefore that's like the Rabbim. And that's consistent with what Rabbi Yechanan said. Says the Gemara more about this pasuk of V'achid Eshleish Sarayim B'yerech Echa. Says the Gemara story that Rav Huna Bar Manayach, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, Rav Huna V'Rav Chiya Mivastanya, Havu Shichi Kamei de Rava. These three Amoraim, they used to learn in Rava's yeshiva. However, Kinach Nafshi de Rava, when Rava was Nifter, so also Lekamei de Rapapa, so they went to learn by Rapapa. And Kolheimas Dava Amr Lahu. Anytime Rapapa would say to them, Shmaitza, something in learning, in Shir, V'lei Havu Mistavrlu, and they weren't Maskim, so Havu Maramzi Adadi, they used to wink at each other, they used to be Maramis to each other, to show like, oh yeah, I'm not Maskim to this, that Rosh Hashiva said. So Chalosh Daite, Rapapa chapped what they were doing, and he started to have Chalisha Sadas, Akriu Bechalme, and he had a dream, and they read to him the following pasuk, V'achad Eshalisha Sarayim, I'm going to take away the three shepherds altogether in the same month. which he understood was a remez that Hashem's going to take away these three talmidim. Lamachar ki avu miftri minei, when they were saying goodbye to him the next day after at the end of Shir, so Amar Luhu, so he said to them, Lizlu Rabbanan Bishalmu, or some have the gear of Lishalmu, either he was giving them a curse that they're going to die, or telling them that they should have a bracha, that they should make it out alive. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Avashriya Kameda Rapapa. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, he also learned in Rapapa's yeshiva. And have him actually tuva. He used to ask him a lot of kashas, and he would stump him and embarrass him. And Yoyim Achan, one day, Chazi Denafal Ape, he saw the Rosh Yeshiva, he saw Rapapa saying Tachanun. And Sham Meid Amer, he heard him saying, Rachmana Litzlan Mikisufa Dashimi, Hashem save me from Shimi's embarrassment. So when Rav Shimi Bar Ashi heard this, he understood that he was going a little bit too far. He was asking too many questions. So Kabo Alech Tikusa, Mishulo Akshile, he was makab on himself not to ask questions, and he taka stopped, and he didn't ask any more questions.